Welcome, everybody. Let me help you envision, explore, and execute your plans. This is Motivate Me, and I'm Lynette Renda.
We're getting super soulful in here, so only enter if you want to learn how to create soulful success rituals with Emily Castle.
Before we get started today, I just want to make sure you know you can go to motivatemepodcast.com, and there you're going to find our show notes, links to all of the resources mentioned. You'll find an application to be on the show. You'll have access to our email, and we can direct you to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System Facebook page, because nothing matters more to me than to connect with my listeners. So I hope I can do that starting right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thursday, and Emily Castle is back to teach us a lesson. So before we do anything else, Emily, thank you for coming back to Motivate Me.
Thank you for having me, Lynette. It's great to be here.
I really enjoyed your last episode, and I know that today you're taking something that you did slightly mention in the last episode, and you are teaching us how to do that, which is soulful success rituals.
Yes, one of my favorite topics. I'm so excited.
So, you know, we do start the show with a quote that's meaningful to you. Do you have something you'd like to share today?
I do. Okay, so this quote is by Howard Thurman, and he said, "Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive and go do it, because what the world needs is people who have come alive."
Now, I know that you are a women's leadership coach, and you help soulful women on a mission to live, love, lead with devotion and design. And we talked about that before, and I am seeing a connection here between what you do as a coach and the fact that you believe in these soulful success rituals. So talk to us for a second about why this is important to you and how you kind of came upon it and are passionate about it.
Sure. So rituals are really, like, I think of them as touchstones for living, loving, and leading by devotion and design. So we have the bigger picture, but what really changes our lives is what we do on a daily basis and the habits that we create. And I think there's a statistic that says 90% of what we do, or 92% of what we do on a daily basis, is actually unconscious. So if we can bring some intention and consciousness to the acts that we're doing daily, even if they're the same exact actions, but we change the why behind them, so we change the purpose behind them or the feeling behind them, we can change so much more in our lives. And it keeps us sort of like on track. It's a little pacemaker kind of thing for our life at large and the vision of what we're creating.
Explain to us exactly what you mean by a soulful success ritual.
Sure. So a ritual is officially defined in the dictionary as a series of actions or type of behavior regularly and invariably followed by someone. But what I want to share with you today is my personal definition of what a ritual is to me and the way I'd like you to think about rituals throughout our time together today. So to me, a ritual is really an act of devotion. It's an action completed because you feel a deep sense of love, loyalty, and enthusiasm for a person, activity, or cause. So instead of kind of living our lives the way most of us do, where we only do something because it feels like it's out of obligation or we should do it or we have to do it to please someone else. Instead, rituals, these soulful success rituals, as I like to call them, really allow us to break that mold and instead start doing things because we would love to do them and at the times when it feels like we want to do them, instead of feeling like we're living life out of obligation, because that does not feel good and it's not sustainable if we're looking for success in the long term.
Why is this important for us to understand and to start doing?
So if you think about anything that you're creating in your life, let's call it the vision for now. You can use that to mean whatever you want it to mean, whether it's a business or a new relationship or just your own personal fulfillment overall. When you think about that, there's a cycle to everything, right? So there are natural cycles that are happening all around us all the time. You look at the seasons and you look at the typical natural cycle of birth, death, and rebirth throughout the year. When you think about the life cycle of a plant, for instance, the plant always starts as a seed and it receives support that it needs to grow and create from it to flower, to blossom, and expand itself, grow in the form of water, sunlight, and nutrients from the soil. And then it gives back nourishment to the person or the animal who consumes it and adds value in the form of energy. And sometimes it'll decompose and go back into the earth and add energy that way. So if you think of yourself in this way, with the same purpose as the plant during your lifetime, it's really to add energy to the world that you live in. And what I know for sure is that you can't possibly add energy if you don't have any to give, right? So these rituals are really meant to recharge you and get you back on track with the bigger picture vision and connect you to the why behind why you're doing what you're doing so that it can feel incredibly successful down the line. And what happens a lot of times, I think all of us have experienced this, is that we set a goal and we meet that goal and then we don't feel excited about it. We're like, well, that didn't really mean much to me, or the whole drudgery of actually getting to this place of obtaining this goal did not actually feel fun at all. It felt like hard work and it wasn't great. And now I don't even feel good having it. And I see this a lot among people in my life with a lot of times actually relationships where, you know, it's like, okay, here's the next step. Okay, now we're going to get married. Okay, now we're going to move to the suburbs. Okay, now we're going to have kids. Like these steps that are culturally ingrained but don't actually mean anything to us. We have the same things in other areas of our lives. So maybe it's not in a relationship. Maybe it's in a different area of your life. Maybe it's with your career. So you've gone to college, you got a great job, you have a 401k, and then you're there and you're like, okay, well, this isn't really that great or fulfilling.
Right.
So these rituals are really touchstones to help us tune into the bigger picture vision on a regular, consistent basis so that we don't get to this point of like blindly following this path that we didn't intentionally decide for ourselves. And then later down the road, realize, oh, actually, this isn't what I want at all. And I don't feel great.
Right. But I will say, listeners, mm-hmm. if you find yourself in one of those roles right now where you're in a place and you don't feel so great, I do believe that everything does happen for a reason. So everything that you're learning, even the fact that you're in a place that makes you not feel so great, is exactly what could inspire you to find a place that does feel great. Right, Emily?
Exactly. Yes.
So you are going to teach us a mini lesson on this, and I'm really excited about this topic. So I'm curious to see what we're going to learn here today. So go ahead, have at it.
So one of my favorite rituals is to have a little cap on each end of my day that really sets the intention for how I want to feel. So I have a morning ritual and I have an evening ritual. The morning ritual is really meant to open the day, to really set the intention to create, cultivate the energy that I want to feel throughout the day. And then the evening ritual is more about grounding and tuning in to what's happened, reflecting on the day and moving into the next day with intention. So the first part of a solid morning ritual is to decide how you want to feel. So list three ways that you want to feel to really set the tone for this ritual. And the way that you can do that is just think about what would make you feel most alive and how does that really feel? Like if you had to put a term to that feeling, what would it be if you can go a little bit deeper? And try to avoid things like happy or just really general emotional terms, but get really specific with yourself and how you want to feel. So is it free? Is it authentic? Is it something else? How do you want to feel? So there's that. That's step one, is how do you want to feel? Step two is setting the scene and creating that energetic space so that you can cultivate those emotions and those feelings. So if you set aside a part of your room or a tabletop or something in your physical space. So let's say that the way you want to feel is peaceful, calm, and grounded. So you want to feel peaceful, calm, and grounded throughout your whole day. So you create this space, gather some things, items, plants, whatever it is that makes you feel the way you want to feel. And you create this little section of your life, this little physical space that helps you feel that way, almost like an altar, or you can think of it as just a little, like a Zen space for yourself. And it doesn't have to be like an all out spiritual crazy thing, but whatever feels right to you, you know where you are. So however you want to feel. So maybe you include things like little tchotchkes that trigger a memory that you had where you felt the way that you want to feel, or plants that make you feel that way, or fresh flowers is one of my favorite things, or candles that are your favorite scent that make you feel that way. Then go to that space. That's the third step, is actually go to that space consistently. So in the morning, you wake up, you go to that space, and cultivate the way that you want to feel by asking yourself a couple questions. So here are the questions that I love to ask myself. Number one is, what's the most important thing to do today? And that really focuses the energy of the whole day. So if you can get clear on what the number one thing is that's most important to do in your day, and then schedule it and make sure that it happens, that's a beautiful way to follow through and really prove to yourself and grow the confidence that you're able to do it, whatever it is, to do the most important thing. And then you don't get to the end of the day and feel like, oh, I got nothing done, because you've done the most important thing. If nothing else goes right throughout your whole day as planned, then at least you've gotten the thing that's most important to you done, and the thing that helps you get closer to that vision that you're creating for yourself. The second thing I like to ask is, where am I holding on too tight or trying to control the results that I'm moving toward?
That's a really good one.
Yeah. And that's one that we don't ask a lot, but a lot of what I see with my clients is that we're trying so hard to control everything that we don't allow anything to happen. So we have this really clear-cut, specific idea in our minds of what success in a certain area would look like, or what we're really trying to achieve and what that would look like specifically. And granted, you can get really specific about the way you want to feel and what those things might look like, but you have to also remain a little bit more open so that those things can come in, and maybe they'll come in forms that you didn't expect. So in order to be open and release some control and surrender, I like to ask the question, where am I holding on too tight or trying to control? Then I ask a question of the universe. So whatever higher power you believe in, or whatever you believe, nature, the universe, God, doesn't matter. Kind of surrender and release that control and ask, what will you show me, or how will I know when XYZ happens, or how will you show me the resources I need to make this happen? I usually will say something like, dear universe, I need support in this way. Please show me this, or please help me do this. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Matter of fact, yesterday, because as you know, I'm going on a 50-state tour leaving in May.
Exciting.
And so, yeah, super, super excited taking the show on the road. And one of the things that I was talking on Skype, we were video conferencing with my co-pilot, and I was saying to her that I need to find out what the best way is to go about getting our message out to radio stations, you know, so that we could maybe, whether it's over the phone or in person, do some local radio and television interviews while we're on the road so everybody can find out what we're doing and how cool it is, so everybody can stay in touch with what we're doing on the road and so we can get the word out. And as I was having this conference with her, I said that to her. And minutes later, I got an email from a listener who said she works for a broadcasting radio group, and they were inquiring about our vision board episode. And anyway, it opened an opportunity for me to at least ask somebody in the field for advice in this area. Whether anything comes out of that or not is a different story, but it was just ironic that I said it, put it out into the universe and said, what we really need is this. And then I got an email from somebody who works with a broadcasting group who at a minimum could have some good advice for us.
Exactly. That's exactly the type of magic I'm talking about, where yeah. you just kind of release and allow the possibilities to flow in. So you're creating the space and surrendering and stepping back and saying, I'm not going to try to control this and I don't know, and that's okay. I'm going to ask for support elsewhere.
It sounds, listeners, like, yeah, okay, things happen like that, but they do. They happen like that all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's free to put it out there and to ask for what you are in need of. And then just surrender it, like Emily said, and sit back, focus on what you're doing. It could be today, could be tomorrow, could be next week.
Yeah. And I tell this story a lot, but I never really believed that before. And it started happening to me all the time. And now it just happens every single day. And it's amazing. And I can just kind of be like, oh, yeah, great. Okay. I trust that this will come in. I don't necessarily know what it will look like. I don't necessarily know the answer, but that's okay. And getting comfortable with that uncertainty is the most amazing skill that you could ever cultivate. It's a great muscle to strengthen, because with anything, right, the greater the risk, the greater the reward. So the more comfortable we can get with uncertainty, the more comfortable we'll be with leaping and pushing those growth edges and growing and becoming more of who we really are and making an impact in the world. So that's a really important piece to this. The most important part of this too is that this isn't just for women, right? Like, men can surrender too. And in fact, they should, because it helps them maintain the balance between the feminine and masculine. And in our society at large right now, what we see is that the masculine is way overpowering the feminine, and the feminine has almost been bred out. Like, the energy and the essence of the feminine qualities of that creativity and flow and those qualities of receiving and surrendering and letting go of control and just being instead of being in action and doing all the time. That balance is what we're missing right now. And so if we can start to do that on an energetic individual level, we can restore the balance to the entire world, which is really amazing, beautiful snowball effect or ripple effect that can happen just by kind of learning and training yourself how to release and surrender, because other people start witnessing that in you and wanting to experience the results that you're getting. And then you just kind of create this spiral of up, like an upward spiral of surrender and that more feminine essence that we need so much in the world right now.
And being present is a huge part of that, because if we're, you know, still thinking about things from the past, then we're going to be depressed. And if we're focused on things in the future, then we're going to have anxiety. And staying in the present and just doing what you can handle. But getting back to this idea of soulful success rituals, you know, that is about being in the present. Everything you're talking about here is about today. This is how I'm starting my day, and this is how I'm ending my day. And I am not outside of the day. I'm staying in the present.
Yeah. And not getting too far ahead and not thinking you should be somewhere else. Exactly. So that presence is really what we're creating. So the next piece of this morning ritual is embodiment. And for me, that means really embodying, cultivating the way that you want to feel in your physical body. So for me, what that looks like is I choose a song that feels the way I want to feel. So I'll usually, at the beginning of each month, I make a playlist of, you know, I'll call it like January Love or something. And I'll put the songs in the playlist on Spotify that feel the way that I want to feel that month, that are aligned with my intention and my vision for the month overall. And then I'll choose one of those songs in the mornings, each morning. It'll be a different song every day. And I'll just kind of like dance or move my body in a free way. And this is kind of like I got this idea from the Five Rhythms dance. I don't know if you've ever done it or heard of it, Lynette, but it's basically a more intuitive body movement that you just kind of are connecting with your body and cultivating a certain energy based on the song that you choose or the music that you're listening to and the way that you're moving and expressing in your body. So that's kind of how I end my morning ritual. I cap it off with an embodiment practice. But for some people, that might look like a yoga practice or something else that makes them feel really in their body and connected in a healthy, positive way. So that's the morning ritual.
Okay. And then what do you do at the end of the day?
At the end of the day, I love to create an evidence list. So I love to look back and say, here are all the things that either happened today that were amazing, or here are all the things I got done, or here are the highlights of the day, almost like a highlight reel, or here's what I'm grateful for. So I just do a little recap of my day, and it can take a different form to keep it interesting. But I do a little recap and sort of evidence list that things are all happening the way that I would love for them to happen in alignment with my bigger picture vision. And then I also like to just kind of do a little grounding exercise. So I just like to kind of have like a candle and just turn off, right? Like turn off the technology, tune out, disconnect from all of that, and really just go inward and ground myself, center myself. I'll use like some essential oils sometimes or some candles or whatever, but just really focus in on my breath and being with myself instead of kind of all the distractions that can happen before you go to bed. Because when we do that, we don't get great quality sleep and we don't set ourselves up for success the following day. And then I'll also just do a quick like glance at what the next day is bringing and think about what would I love to see happen? What would be one little miracle for the next day?
Those are really interesting starts and stops to your day. I mean, meditation is something pretty common, and I do that. But I really like your spin on it, Emily. I like the song, and I like the candle. Like, you're talking about things that so many of us do and maybe don't realize why we're doing it, and that maybe if we put a little bit more intention behind it. Like, let's say, for example, I have a lavender vanilla candle in my study. It just brings me, my husband bought it for me, so it came from a great place. I got it on Christmas, and I loved it. My daughter loved it. It was a family moment, and it was, you know, them saying, oh, that's so nice for your study when you're working, which just reminds me of the support they show me. And so I light the candle with, I think, these thoughts in my subconscious, but I think it is nice when we have intention. So now I think when I light the candle, I am going to acknowledge that I love it so much, because not just the fact that it smells good, but it makes me feel good when I'm working, and where it came from makes me feel even better. But I love the song idea too. I think that is great. There's a lot of really good, interesting ideas here. And at night, right, everybody, like, just could you take 5 minutes to just lay in bed and just let it all exhale? And if that means lighting a candle, or sometimes I like to sit with my little lamp on my nightstand on and just veg out for a few minutes and kind of do what you're saying. But, you know, it was really, I wasn't doing it with such intention. That's what I like about you raising our awareness with this, because that's the time where I set my alarms through the day, because I need alarms through the day for interviews or whatever I have going on. Mm-hmm. But like you said, though, okay, once that's done, start manifesting something in your life for tomorrow. That's mm-hmm. an awesome idea. I love it.
Yeah. And even just like dreaming up what would feel like a miracle, or what would feel like a little bit of magic in my day tomorrow that I'm not expecting or that I didn't think about. And I think it's true. Like, these rituals don't have to be complicated. They don't have to be some kind of crazy thing that you have to learn how to do. You're probably already doing things that make you feel alive and make you feel good and spark joy for you, because that's what your body is designed to do. Your body is designed, and your mind are designed to increase pleasure and minimize pain. So you're probably already doing things that you like to do, whether it's having a cup of tea or lighting a candle, whatever it is. But just having the intention behind that of, this is something really sacred for me. that I'm using as a touchstone to move toward what I really would love to see happen. And I mean, something as easy as brushing your teeth could be a ritual, right? That really is an act of self-care, or washing your face before you go to bed. But just the level of intention behind it and the why behind why you're doing it is the most important piece. Because if you bring your energy and focus to that, those little acts of self-care, what you focus on grows, and where your attention goes, energy flows. So you are actively, by just starting small and bringing your awareness and attention and intention to these small acts, you're actually building something so much bigger behind the scenes, almost in your brain. Just the wiring of your brain is noticing how many beautiful things you're doing for yourself every day. And you're, in doing that, you're creating more intention, and you're creating the energy, and you're creating how you want to feel. You're cultivating all of those things so that you can have more of that later, right? So what you're calling in and what the vision is reflective of that. It's just at a different scale.
And so you're going into brushing your teeth and washing your face with positive energy that you're doing something good for yourself, rather mm-hmm. than the mundane routine that probably has some negative energy or catabolic energy attached to it.
Exactly. And what I've noticed a lot is that I could have the exact same day as someone. Every single thing could be the exact same way. And the only thing that's different is perspective and my mindset around how my day was or how their day was, and vice versa, right? So we could have the exact same things happen to us. And one person, it's all about appraisal. So one person could be like, I had the worst day ever. This happened. And another person could be like, I had the best day ever. This happened. And it's the same thing, but they're just looking at it so differently that there's a complete different energy to that, and there's a complete different result to that, and what happens and how people respond and how they're showing up and what's coming into their awareness.
So, okay, you gave a lot of really great ideas for today to start these success rituals that are soulful in spirit. What kind of resource would you recommend for people in order to get this going?
Sure. So one of my favorite rituals, as I mentioned, is creating a monthly playlist for myself that really reflects how I want to feel that month and how I want to move through the month. So the energy of the songs and the words, the lyrics, all are aligned with how I want to feel and my vision for the month. So I would recommend everyone make a playlist. You can do it on Spotify. I really love Spotify, but if you don't like Spotify, you could use any type of medium like Apple Music, I think it's called, the new iTunes kind of thing, where you can create playlists and things. So use Spotify or another playlist forming app that you enjoy and create a playlist for yourself that feels the way that you want to feel. So the energy of the songs reflects the way that you want to feel. So if it's grounded, peaceful, and calm, it's going to feel different than if you want to feel excited, energized, and inspired. So think about that and then create a playlist on Spotify that feels the way you want to feel, that you can listen to and automatically sort of tap into that feeling and that emotion and cultivate that.
Okay, so this is the Motivate Me Express to Success, because as you know, I believe in order for people to act, they need to envision it, explore it, and execute a plan. So if I'm taking in what you're putting out, Emily, and I say, I want to start some rituals for the beginning of my day and for the end of the day, what should I first envision or see for myself?
The first step is really seeing yourself doing it. So seeing yourself getting up, doing these different things, and creating that physical space that I talked about. So setting yourself up with those tools so that you can really envision yourself doing this, like waking up, going to that space. Where is it in your home? What does it look like? How does it feel? Sitting down with your journal, going through that. How much time is it going to take you? All of those questions so that you can move into the next step of this process,
which is explore.
Yes. So to explore, I would recommend you can either Google, research, whatever you want to do about morning rituals. And maybe you want to look into morning rituals for celebrities, maybe your favorite celebrities or your favorite entrepreneurs or big name people. They probably all have an incredible morning ritual. And you can also look into, there's a book called The Miracle Morning, and that will kind of help you get some more ideas as well for how you want to create this morning ritual for yourself. And then also, if you know anyone who you really admire, I would recommend reaching out to them and asking them what they do to start and end their day to get some more ideas about what you might like to do.
I'm going to say that to execute the plan right now, for some reason, I am envisioning a calendar. Like, I am seeing myself requiring that I make the time and space in my life to do it.
Yes.
What are you thinking?
That's exactly what I was going to say. So to execute, pull out your calendar right now and create a time block every single morning with that time frame. Maybe it's an hour, maybe it's 30 minutes, depending on what it's going to look like for you after you do your exploration. But create an event in your calendar for a certain amount of time. Put that event on repeat if you use a digital calendar, and do the same thing for your morning and your evening ritual. And then if you do use a digital calendar, what I like to do is, in that event block that I've created for morning and evening rituals, I write exactly what I'm going to do in that little description for each one, so that I never have to think about it or worry about it. Or if I forget, I don't have to forget, because it's right there and I can look at it and I can have other ideas too. So maybe daily it might change a little bit. That's okay. But just have something, have your like list of top 10 options or something in your description of that event in your calendar, so that you never have to feel like, oh, I don't know what to do, and then use it as an excuse to not follow through.
Right. So what's your closing advice then?
My closing advice is to take small actions daily that align with your bigger picture vision. That's really how you're going to get there. And it's not like overnight something insane is going to happen and you're just going to, it's all going to be delivered to you, right? You have to like create the space and put the work in to be able to call it in. So closing advice is really just create some rituals for yourself and start doing things daily that have more intention, and that you're clear about why you're doing them, and that they relate and are totally aligned with what you are moving toward creating big picture.
Okay, I like it. I like it. And I do see how it can change your mindset, how it can bring energy back to you, bring things to you from the universe. I think it's important. So what is your contact information, Emily?
Sure. My contact information, you can email me at emily@emilycastle.com, or you can find me on Instagram at ecastle, and I'm on Facebook as Emily Castle as well.
Right. And you're also in our private group, the Ultimate
Yes.
Support System. And your last name, just so everybody knows, is spelled C-A-S-S-E-L. But all the links of everything that you've provided will be in our show notes for this episode. So I just want to thank you so much for coming on. And I do know that you have something you'd like to share with everybody for a go do.
I do. Thank you so much for having me again. It's been so much fun chatting with you, Lynette. Okay, so the free gift that I'd love to offer you. I offered this before, but I think it's so interesting and so, it's been such a beautiful addition to my life, and I really want to share it with you. So you will receive, if you go to emilycastle.com/free, you can sign up to receive a free Soulful Success Ritual Guide. It's a little excerpt from my ebook, and it will teach you how to get clear on the bigger picture vision, so that it's super crystal clear and you know exactly what you're moving toward and how you want to feel. And it'll ask you all the questions and prompt you to really create this crystal clear painted picture vision for yourself.
Okay. And I'm going to add to that go-do, because Emily gave this as her go-do in the previous episode. So some of you may have done it by now. Some of you should do it right now. And I would love it if you came on to the Motivate Me Ultimate Support System and gave us some feedback. Let us know, how is your ritual going, and what is it, and do you find it successful? That's it. Thanks again, Emily.
Thank you.
And that's the end of our show. Please remember, everybody, you motivate me. I'm Lynette Renda.